Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 107. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water, and God said, "Let there be light."
Ezekiel chapter 13, verses 1 and following. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, "Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say unto them that prophesy out of their own heart, Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, Woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing." Verse 6. "They have seen vanity, lying divination, saith the Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord hath not sent them, and they have made others to hope that they would confirm the word. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God," verse 8, "because you have spoken vanity and have seen lies, therefore, behold, I'm against you."
Repeating.
"Therefore, behold, I'm against you."
Repeating.
"Therefore, behold, I'm against you, saith the Lord God," verse 9, "and my hand shall be upon the prophets that see vanity and that divine lies, and they shall not be in the assembly of my people.
Amen.
Neither shall they be written in the writing of the house of Israel, neither shall they enter into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord God, even because they have seduced my people, saying peace, and there was no peace, and one built up a wall, and lo, others daubed it with untempered mortar."
Now, I know that there was only one tonight read directly out of the Bible by Pastor Ralston, but stay tuned as I want to discuss copying prophets. Praise God and welcome to all our listeners on 3.185 on this fine Wednesday evening at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. This is the international worldwide broadcast of Signs of the Times to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, called by God's own audible voice, just like in biblical times, as his watchman. Tony, a weekly supporter of this program, stayed faithful during the holiday season. Let me read you my reply to his last weekly offering he sent at the end of December. "Dear Brother Tony, your keeping up giving during the holidays has really been appreciated. This is traditionally a time when most stop giving to ministries to give only to themselves. Because of your faithfulness and one or two others, all programs will remain on the air through the end of January, and hopefully as we struggle through February. May the Lord bring extra blessing upon you and yours this holiday season as we bring together the message of the coming of Jesus Christ into 2009. Love and blessings, Brother Johnson." The month of January 09 is covered, but if you can help support this Wednesday night program in the month of February, please mail your love gift now. It is very important that I stay a month ahead of my radio bills, and this program on Wednesday nights is listener-supported, as is all my programs. There are 4 Wednesdays in February, for which I am charged $30 each by WWRB. So the need for the month of February for these Wednesday night programs at 11 p.m. is $120. Now, I am not begging for money. I am just letting you know the need. If I have to cancel Wednesday night, you will know why. And by the way, if I have to cancel one, it will be Wednesday nights because I'm not hearing from enough people on Wednesday nights. Now, let's discuss the prophetic scripture read by Pastor Ralston at the beginning. But let me refresh your memory with this shortened clip.
Ezekiel chapter 13, verses 1 and following. "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts, Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, Woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. Verse 6, they have seen vanity, lying divination, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Many try to copy me, even to trying to copy the shofar, the sound of my shofar. When I started using my shofar on WWRB over 4 years ago now, there was no one else on WWRB that was using the shofar to announce the beginning of their program. Not that they cannot use it, because anyone can, but they are not called by the voice of God to this office, and without that calling, there is no anointing. Amen. I hear more and more on the radio who are saying the word prophecy, yet either they never prophesy, or when they do, it's empty of power and anointing. A true prophetic word always comes to pass as you hear them applied to current events on this Signs International Ministry program at times. Do not be deceived, my friends, for there are many false prophets in sheep's clothing come upon this end times world. And the scriptures say their purpose is to fleece the flock in the name of God. This false is easy to see when miracles are sold, or prayer cloths, or words of knowledge called prophecy are all sold. The gifts and callings of God are without repentance, and they are not for sale. Or, in the same breath, they swear and then give an altar call. Boy, have I heard that a few times. But now, the hard part to discerning the false is when it sounds good, sounds like Bible, but it is a fleecing of the Bible truth. Beware, do not be fleeced, my friends. Now, please listen to this message by Pastor Ralston, titled Prohibited Prophecy, Part 1. As Pastor Ralston explains scripturally in great detail what I just said. Part 2 will air Monday, January 12th at 11 p.m. if I do not forget to do that. Now, the message by Pastor Ralston.
Title of this message is called Prohibited Prophecy.
Part 1.
Ezekiel chapter 13, verses 1 and following. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts, Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, Woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. Verse 6, They have seen vanity, lying divination, saith the Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord hath not sent them, and they have made others to hope that they would confirm the word. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, verse 8, Because you have spoken vanity and have seen lies, therefore, behold, I am against you, saith the Lord God, verse 9, And my hand shall be upon the prophets that see vanity and that divine lies, and they shall not be in the assembly of my people. Neither shall they be written in the writing of the house of Israel, neither shall they enter into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord God, even because they have seduced my people, saying peace, and there was no peace, and one built up a wall, and lo, others daubed it with untempered mortar. First thing I want to say is this, the honeymoon for professing judgment is over. The real thing for the very last days has begun.
Amen.
Separation of the false and the true has begun. And I believe that's exactly what is happening today. God is saying no more.
That's right.
And He's going to stop it.
That's right.
God bans prophets who speak lies to His people. He bans prophets who promote false hopes, false dreams that do not stand when calamity falls. Somebody might say, what does stand when calamity falls? And that's a good question, because we're going to see a lot of calamity, I believe, even in the church in the days ahead. What will stand? Well, it's not anything unusual. We should know it already. It's God's Word. God's Word is what stands forever. When it is believed and acted upon, there is nothing more sure, there is no greater foundation to which a person can adhere to. Proverbs 22:29 says, "See thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men." The diligent, who are they? Who are the diligent? Who are the diligent in these last days? They're those who feed the sheep, pray for the sheep, care for the sheep. They are faithful and true. They're not hirelings who only work for filthy lucre, but the diligent know their calling and find contentment in fulfilling it. Proverbs 27:3-5 says this, "A stone is heavy and the sand weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than them both. Wrath is cruel, anger is outrageous, but who is able to stand before envy? Open rebuke is better than secret love." You know, God's word rebukes that which is false.
Amen.
His word, which is truth, is a safe and solid platform in which faith is exercised. A believer trusting in God's word will stand when confronted with jealous unbelievers. God always preserves the righteous.
That's right.
Let me share with you a scripture out of the New Testament, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture, we're talking about the truth, the word of God, is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Okay, so here's the problem. Herein lies the problem that the prophet Jeremiah describes in his prophecy, and I want to give you a clue, it's a hearing problem.
Amen.
Jeremiah 6:16-19 says, "Thus saith the Lord,
Hallelujah.
Stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also, I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet."
The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends.
Amen.
But they said, we will not hearken.
That's right.
"Therefore, hear, you nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it." Rejection of God's word invites trouble from God himself. So many today name the name of God as their Savior, yet they are in reality very distant from him. Deaf ears reap a mute mouth in regards to speaking God's true word. Many prophets today are speaking peace in regards to uniting with neighboring nations in their ways and their thoughts regarding economy, religion, and government. In reality, these self-proclaimed believers or prophets are hard in their hearts, hard in their hearing, and hardly near God in anything. 1 Thessalonians 5:3 says, and it's very fitting today, "For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape." These false prophets do not realize that the ripening of the fruit basket speaks of God's judgment, not God's mercy, as spoken of in the prophetic book of Amos and then pronounced in Ezekiel. I read from Amos chapter 8, verse 1 through 3. "Thus saith the Lord God, thus hath the Lord God showed unto me, behold, a basket of summer fruit. And he said, Amos, what do you see? And Amos said, a basket of summer fruit. Then said the Lord unto me, the end is come upon my people Israel." What people? The unbelieving Israel. What people? The unbelieving church. Yes. He says, I will not pass again. I will not again pass by them anymore. That's a powerful statement.
Yes, it is.
In the days of grace, could judgment come? Somebody might say, no, that can't be, brother. You've got to be falsely prophesying. But I tell you, the scriptures tell us there will be judgment.
I pray you enjoyed that message, and if it touched you in some special way, please call or write and let me know how it helped with the contact information found at the end of this program. And now, the prophecy news behind the news report. Survivalist businesses surge in uncertain times. Once seen as a radical and paranoid ideology, survivalism is expanding as a business and growing fast. The number of businesses marketing survival products is hard to pin down, in part because many are smaller family-owned operations. The market for survival goods like agricultural tools, seeds, and emergency food, moreover, blends with growing consumer demand for homesteading products. Still, the emergence of preparedness-specific businesses and marketing suggests that survivalism is going strong. Watchman comment, I disagree. What this signals is a fulfillment of the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, on Sunday, July 13th, 2008. Here's the clip.
Yea, saith the Lord, for upon the earth comes distress of nations. For the things that have not been shaken yet will be shaken now, saith God. The economies of the world shall falter and shall drop to a low never seen before. The United States of America shall see a depression like never before. Food will become very short in supply and very expensive. Yea, I say unto you, those of mine shall be touched by this, but I have a plan for you. And you shall be upheld by my plan, saith the Lord. So fear not, my children, saith God.
You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. Wow! Survivalist businesses were not, at the time of that prophecy, coming to the forefront like they are now in 2009. Continuing, the mentality of the Obama voter. The probability that Barack Hussein Obama is not eligible to the office of president as he is not a natural-born citizen as required by Article 2, Section 1 of the United States Constitution grows with each passing day right up until now in 2009 as he continually refuses to produce his vault copy of his Hawaiian birth certificate. That is the copy that will actually prove he is an American citizen. For a man who has promised open government and transparency during his campaign, Godfather Obama has spent an inordinate amount of time and money trying to keep from having to produce this vault copy of his Hawaiian birth certificate. Watchman comment. If Godfather Obama had a legitimate copy, what possible reason would he have to hide it? It is to his disadvantage to do it this way. On the other hand, if Obama does not have a legitimate copy, he has every reason to hide that fact, and that would be to his advantage. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Continuing, gays outraged by homophobic attack of Pope Benedict XVI. Vatican City, a suggestion by Pope Benedict XVI that homosexuality is as much of a threat to the survival of the human race as climate change, sparked outrage among gay rights campaigners. That's homosexuals, if you will. In his end-of-the-year speech at the Vatican, the Pope said gender theory blurred the distinction between male and female. The gender theory, which Benedict has referred to in English, explores how society designates fixed roles to people based on their gender, and many gay groups see it as helpful to improving tolerance and understanding. Reverend Dr. Giles Fraser, president of the pro-gay Anglican movement, the Inclusive Church, and vicar of a London parish, said, "The Pope is spreading fear that gay people somehow threaten the planet, and that's just absurd." Watchman comment, "No, Mr. Fraser, not Reverend Doctor, but Mr., because you don't qualify. It is you who are absurd, as you do not even know Holy Scripture." 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, King James Version, of course. "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, Mr. Fraser, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate," that's gay men, "nor abusers of themselves with mankind," that's homosexuals, lesbians, transvestites, etc., etc., continuing the verse, "shall inherit the kingdom of God." Watchman comment, "Now, if that scripture does not shake your apostate theology, Mr. Fraser, how about this? You, sir, and all who follow your apostate teachings will go to hell. And that, sir, is the real truth." You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. Go ahead, get mad at the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, all you homosexuals. But in this case, I speak as the oracle of God. Continuing, churches are filing chapter 11. Listen to this one. "Some lenders believe more churches than ever have fallen behind on loans or defaulted this year." Some churches, at least one company that specializes in church lending, said, have filed for bankruptcy. Dozens of churches are listed as delinquent on their loans, according to a search of county court records nationwide. Watchman comment, "That is because they were borrowing unbiblically." Romans chapter 13, verse 8, "Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another has fulfilled the law." Continuing, British scientist warns we must protect the vulnerable from robots. Top robotics expert Professor Noel Sharkley of the University of Sheffield has called for international guidelines to be set for an ethical and safe application of robots before it's too late. Professor Sharkley believes that as the use of robots increases, decisions about their application will be left to the military, industry, and busy parents instead of international legislative bodies. Watchman comment, "This robot manufacturing has gone way beyond what they're telling us about. Terminator machines are just around the corner. Prototypes may already exist." Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 17. "Every man is brutish by his knowledge. Every founder is confronted by the graven image. For his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them." Continuing, EPA hides hazardous substances. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency routinely allows companies to keep new information about their chemical secrets, including compounds that have been shown to cause cancer and respiratory problems. A newspaper examined more than 2,000 filings in the EPA's Registry of Dangerous Chemicals for the past 3 years. In more than half the cases, the EPA agreed to keep the chemical name a secret. Watchman comment, "I've been warning you and warning you and warning you about the dangerous chemicals in these compounds, vaccines, shots, medicines, etc. There's formaldehyde and ethylene glycol, lead, mercury, and all that in these things. That's a fulfillment of what I've been warning you about." Acts chapter 13, verse 40. "Beware, therefore, lest that come upon you, which is spoken of in the prophets." Stampede for Bush Shoe creates 100 new jobs. Do you believe this one? Their deployment as a makeshift missile robbed President George Bush of his dignity and landed their owner in jail when the reporter threw his shoes in Iraq at President Bush, if you remember that. But the world's most notorious pair of shoes have yielded an unexpected bonanza for a Turkish shoemaker, Ramazan Baydan, owner of the Istanbul-based Baydan Shoe Company, has been swamped with orders from across the world after insisting that his company produce the black leather shoes which the Iraqi journalist threw at Bush during a press conference in Baghdad. Baydan has recruited an extra 100 staff to meet orders for 300,000 pair of model 271 shoes like was thrown at Bush by that reporter. Romans chapter 11, verse 25. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery. It does sort of connect to this report, doesn't it? Lest ye should be wise in your own conceits. The last day signs, the end times. Oh, boy. Watchman Shofar. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. Could you please prayerfully consider sending a love gift to help keep this program on the air? It is listener-supported, you know. A few have responded, and as I said at the beginning, the month of January 09 has been covered, but the month of February needs support. There are four Wednesdays in February, and at $30 for the broadcast on each Wednesday, the need for the month is $120. Love gifts are used only for radio time, not free offers, not salaries, and no one at Signs is paid anything. Our radio check offers are free. Everything on our www.neaiga.org website is free. There are almost 300 free MP3 audio files there on the site now for you to listen to free or download free. That site again, neaiga.org. The 24-hour voicemail number to call in a radio check is 1-607-201-5663. Just tell me your state and how well you can hear the program. Please do not forget your state, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart, my friends. No catches, no mailing list, no letters asking for money, but I do ask on the MP3 audio files for love gift support of these radio programs. That address again, SIGNSPO Box 122 LISLENY 1397 USA. That 24-hour voicemail number again, 1-607-201-5663. Another way to say it is 1-607-201-5663. Thank you for listening. May the love of Jesus Christ be with you in these last days, these dangerous days that we live in, because God will protect you if you belong to Him. There is no need to fear. The last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord until the next program, tomorrow night, heard a little earlier on Thursday evenings at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 3.185. That program is an all-prophecy news behind-the-news program with no preaching, so you'll hear a lot more news, and you will hear, at times, audio clips that show that news item is a fulfillment of prophecy. I salute you in the love of Jesus Christ. Until tomorrow night, Maranatha, my very good friends, you are loved. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.